I will call your attention tonight to the Gospel of Matthew, 5th chapter, verses 14 through 16. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Light, especially light in the Scriptures, is a fascinating phenomenon. In the first chapter of the first book of the Bible, light is listed as God's first creation. In the last chapter of the last book of the Bible, we read, "And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord giveth them light." Jesus said He was the light of the world as long as He was in the world. And then one of the greatest compliments He ever paid to humankind, He said, "You are the light of the world." Committed to Him through baptism and profession of faith, as members of His church, we are all of us, to be the light of the world. And if we're truly to be the light of the world, some things must happen in our lives. And I brought this along tonight because I think it illustrates what I want to say. In relation to being the light of the world, think of this in relationship to the old lamp. Most of you know what one of these is. There may be some children that don't, but most of you do. You know, when I was a child, most of the people, I guess, used a lamp for light. And the first thing about a lamp, if it's to give light, it's got to be clean. If the chimney is smoked and smarred and muddy, it won't give forth much light. It just can't give light if it's not clean. And for us as Christians, if we're to be the light of the world, we must first be forgiven and cleansed of all our sin in our lives that would keep God's light from shining through or being reflected by us. Our lives without cleansing are dirty and smoked by sin, for we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Only as we come to Jesus in repentance and faith and confess our sin can we be forgiven and cleansed from all unrighteousness. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. We can be cleansed, but only we can do it. The second thing, if we're to bring forth light, this lamp is to give forth much light. The wick that's there must be trimmed and even and clipped off just right. If the wick is not evenly clipped, then it will cause the lamp to soon smoke. Though it'll burn, it soon doesn't give forth much, if any, light. The wick must be trimmed. And before we can truly be the light of the world, some things must be trimmed out of our lives. First, an over-concern with self must be removed. We should love ourselves. We should respect ourselves as children of God and precious in His sight. But we should never be only concerned with ourselves and how everything is going to affect us. Jesus said, "If you would be my disciple, deny yourself, take up your cross daily and follow me." Deny yourself, strip away this over-concern with self. Then your light will burn brighter. And we need also to trim away an over-concern for possession and things. Jesus said, "Don't worry about what you're going to eat, drink, or the clothes which you are to be clothed with. Your heavenly Father knows you have need of these things." Strip away, trim away all such worries and cares about the essentials that God knows we need for life. Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you as well." We need to hear Him say, as He did to Martha, "You're careful and troubled about many things, but only one thing is needful." If we seek first the kingdom of God, we will place Jesus first in our lives and trust Him to provide our daily needs. Then our lights will be able to burn brightly. The writer of the Hebrew epistle said, "Let us strip off everything that hinders us, as well as the sin which dogs our feet, and let us run that we may have to run with patience, our eyes fixed on Jesus, the source and the goal of our faith." So if we're to be the light of the world, like this lamp, we've got to be cleansed, and we've got to strip away our cares and worry about self and things and fix our eyes on Jesus. If a lamp is to give forth light, it must not only be cleansed and the wick trimmed, it must be filled with oil and ignited. No matter how beautiful the lamp is, no matter how clean it is, no matter how well the wick is trimmed, it won't bring forth any light unless it has some oil, unless it's set on fire. In a similar manner, it's not enough for us to go to Jesus for forgiveness and cleansing and lay aside the things that hinder us in the Christian way. We must also be filled with the Holy Spirit and set aflame for God's love. Matthew 12:43, Jesus tells of a man who had been freed of an evil spirit. And the man's life was cleansed up, but it remained empty. He did not fill his life with anything good. He was free of the evil spirit, but did not ask God's Spirit to abide in him. Thus it was that the evil spirit returned and brought seven other spirits with him. And the man's last condition was worse than it was at the first. There's a real danger in having a forgiven and cleansed, but empty heart. You cannot be empty in the light of the world. Consider the disciples, if you would. They lived with Jesus for 3 years. They shared in His miracles. They heard His teaching. They had been witnesses of His death and resurrection. However, they were not yet the light of the world. They knew Jesus. They had been forgiven. They had been cleansed. But they were not yet the light of the world. Oh, they knew Jesus intimately. They believed Him to be the Christ, the Son of the living God. They'd been forgiven, but something was still not complete. They were cleansed and trimmed, but not filled. And Jesus told them at the time of His ascension to wait in Jerusalem until they received the Holy Spirit. And then they would be empowered to be His witnesses. When the day of Pentecost came, we read in Acts 2:4 that the disciples were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and this filling set them on fire to be the light of the world. And upon being filled with the Holy Spirit, Peter preached the first Christian sermon, and some 3,000 people saw the light and were converted and baptized and added to the church. When Peter and others were on trial for preaching about Jesus and the resurrection, we read that in his defense, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke of that which he would defend himself with. And he was able to make his defense. In Acts 4:31, we read that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spake the Word of God with boldness. When the disciples were seeking some to serve in the early church, we read that they wanted men who were full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, and they chose Stephen, who was full of faith, power, and the Holy Spirit. When Saul of Tarsus was converted on Damascus Road, he had to be filled with the Holy Spirit before he could be the light to the Gentiles. And if you and I are to be the light of the world, we too must be filled and set aflame. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need to be filled with all the fullness of God. We need to be filled with the fruits of righteousness. We need to be filled with the knowledge of His will. Only God can cleanse us. Only God can trim out the non-essentials from our lives. Only God can fill us with His Spirit and set us on fire to be the light of the world. And as we come to Him, surrender to Him, and allow Him to, He will truly make us the light of the world. But one other thing. This isn't a one-time thing that needs never to be done again. This lamp is clean and the wick is trimmed and it's got oil in it. You set a fire to it and it will burn and it will bring forth light. But tomorrow or the next day for sure, the chimney has to be cleansed again. The wick has to be trimmed again. It has to be filled with oil again. It has to be ignited again. And we have to be cleansed on a regular basis. And as we pray, and as we read the Word and study it, as we worship and share with others and go out in service, then God will bring upon us His continual cleansing and filling and empowering. But if we are to be the light of the world, one other thing is necessary. Jesus says you don't light a lamp and put it down under a bushel somewhere, but you set it on a stand that it will give light to all the world. We light that lamp, we set it on a stand, and if it was burning tonight and all the lights in here were shut out, you could still see a good bit with just that one little lamp. But if you take it and put it here under the pulpit, it makes absolutely no difference at all. Our Christianity is something which is meant to be seen. Our Christianity should be visible to all people. Well, someone has well said, there can be no such thing as secret discipleship. For either the secrecy destroys the discipleship, or the discipleship destroys the secrecy. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. And we're not just to light the church. In fact, any Christianity whose effect stops at the door of the church is not much good to anyone. Our light should shine forth for God in the ordinary activities of everyday life. William Barclay said, our Christianity should be visible in the way we treat a shop assistant across the counter, in the way we order a meal in a restaurant, in the way we treat our employees or employer, in the way we play a game or drive or park a car, in the daily language we use, in the daily literature we read. A Christian should be just as much a Christian in the factory, the workshop, the shipyard, the mine, the schoolroom, the surgery, the kitchen, the golf course, the playing field, just as much a Christian as he is in church. You, baptized believers, members of the church, you are the light of the world. So let your light shine so that people may see your good works. Not to praise you, not to bring glory to you. See your good works and bring glory to the Father who is in heaven. Live out your faith every day. Be a light to someone lost in darkness. And thereby bring glory to God. Amen and amen.